This is Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I want to talk a little bit today about some of the type fishing that's going on right now. It occurs throughout the season, but right now you can easily find some trout feeding on these little Chironomid midges. Now, these are small flies, usually in the olive, gray, and black range. Hook size, you'd be talking about 18, 20, 22. Now, the reason I personally find this exciting fishing is because here's a trout out there cruising 20, 30 feet from you, sipping these little midges, and many times my son and I work on these fish, especially out in the Rockies, when you're actually talking about trout over 20 inches long. So this is some of the most exciting fishing you can find, and it is a winter game that's happening right here, right now. It's going to be in the richest streams, usually those that have some springs feeding into it. But what you'll see on this, when you're standing on the stream, if you know your stream, you'll know the general areas they feed in. Usually it'll be in backwaters, slow currents, big slow pools, that type thing. When you first see it, you'll see a rise or a splash or a dimple or something. That will alert your attention to what's going on. Now, you need to discern whether they're taking the adult fly off the surface or taking the emerging midge headed for the surface. You with me on that? You got to tell whether they're feeding on the surface or just under the surface. Now, the easiest way to tell this, if they're taking the naturals off the surface, it'll be a little dimple, just like somebody dropped the BB in the water. You'll see a little dimple when they suck in that dry adult Chironomid midge. Now, what I like to do there is taper down to 6X, more likely be 7X, and go to the Mr. Rapidan midge or the Griffith Ned and an 18 or 20, something like that. Now, if he is sipping off the surface, you've got two ways to know where to place your fly. You can look out there and try to follow his rise forms as he cruises along. He'll usually come up every 30 seconds, every 60 seconds, so you can sort of establish a path. And when you see that, then drop your fly out about 2-3 feet in front of him. Hope he's going to intersect it. Well, that is fairly successful. A better ploy, if you can get a good angle and good light, is to actually spot the trout. This is much more successful because if he zigs when you think he's going to zag, then you still know what's going on. But the same two flies I just mentioned, the Mr. Rapidan midge and the Griffith Gnat, you'll drop it out in front of that guy that you see cruising, and he'll be up close to the top. He'll be 6 inches under the surface. So drop it out in front of him just a couple feet. Now, what are you looking for if he's actually feeding on the emerging fly? He will be splashing. Sometime you'll actually see him roll on the surface. Sometime you may even see him jump out of the water. That guy is taking the emerging midge as it comes up off the stream bottom, headed for the surface. And that splash you see is the inertia, his body jumping out as he took that fly anywhere from an inch to maybe 6 inches below the surface. He probably will not take your dry fly. I've struck out more times than enough going to those guys with a dry fly. What you're going to do there is go to something like a little brassy and about a size 18, 20, 22. Again, you're going to have to try to determine his cruising path, either with seeing the rise forms or by actually spotting the trout. Cast it a couple feet out in front of him. Now, if you're going to that brassy, what you want to do is try to lift it just a little bit as he's approaching it. Sometime, if I think they're feeding within an inch or two of the surface, I'll actually graze my leader right down to the last 6 inches. Sometime they're coming from deeper than that, so sometime I won't. You'll just have to experiment. But these are big fish, selectively feeding. Don't get frustrated with it, but it is very, very rewarding fishing. If you have any questions on any of this, ring me at 540-984-4212. It's Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.